Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And I'm back with you guys live today.
No, we're not. We're not really here.
We're not really here?
No.
We're in the Matrix.
We're pretending we're here.
We're just pretending we're here.
We've been gone for
this is a hologram. This is just projected. No, I'm actually here. I'm back. It's live. Took off a couple days. Had to enjoy some family time, so I appreciate you guys and being able to handle him solo. I know he's pretty intense, but I'm sure he gave you guys some pretty good content.
I'll show you the cat picture.
No, keep the cat picture. But thank you guys again for the support. I got a lot of emails over the weekend. I've been going through and responding to everybody. And make sure if you guys want to stack up on it, the last day on sale, the Ultimate Multiple Powder, that is one of the best, most effective formulas that we have as far as multivitamins on the website. And in my opinion, in the world, it is high dose, high quality, nutraceutical grade supplementation of bioactive B vitamins and everything in between. So be sure to check it out on sale, over 10% off at healthmasters.com, and vote for what you want to see win tomorrow as well. It looks like the prostate support and the B complex, those two are both winning. And so be sure what you want to vote on that. And also, like I said, make sure you stock up on the Ultimate Multiple Powder here on sale. I haven't actually had any this morning. I missed mine, so I may have to make some here in a little bit. But one of the first things that I saw here, and this is an interesting study. I want to get into health studies. I've looked at a lot of stuff over the week. And this was titled, Dietary Choices Have Profound Impact on Brain Health. And it's a new study that just came out from the UK, published in Nature Mental Health. And it was basically, they found that healthy, balanced diets linked to superior cognitive functioning, mental well-being, and brain health. It even increases gray matter, an effect associated with higher intelligence. The findings provide more evidence that the adage, you are what you eat, applies to the body and mind. And what's interesting about this is, in the study, they looked at over 181,000 individuals from the UK Biobank to identify dietary patterns and how they link to brain structure, blood biomarkers, genetic changes, mental health, and cognitive function. And so they looked at this from analysis of food preferences. Consumption revealed that people fall into one of four main dietary patterns: higher preference for vegetables, fruits, proteins, and lower preference for starches. That's subtype one. Subtype two resembles vegetarian diet with high preference of vegetables and fruit, lower preference on protein. Subtype three, an unhealthy diet, low in fiber with high preference to certain proteins, snacks, and very little vegetables and fruits. And then a healthy diet consists of balanced perspectives among all food groups. And what's interesting, they found this, is that subtype 2, the vegetarian diet, linked to a higher incidence of mental health symptoms, including anxiety, depression, self-harm, and psychosis. This is really crazy here. And then subtype 3, the unhealthy diet, individuals in this group had a higher likelihood of anxiety, depression, and stroke than those in the other groups. Now, what's interesting about it, they were talking about, and I'm going to post this article on the website so you guys can go into detail. This is a really extensive article, and it said the diet affects cholesterol and fat biomarkers. And they said one of the reasons why they saw these two subgroups, the unhealthy group and also the vegetarian group, with a lot of issues linked to psychological problems and mental health, was the lack of omega-3 fats and healthy fats in the diet. This is crucial because it also ties back into cholesterol levels. I've told you guys before, the cholesterol scheme that they've done now with the medical industrial complex and telling people that your cholesterol needs to be massively lowered, and every single couple of years they come out with a lower number. It has been specifically designed to keep people unhealthy. Without proper cholesterol, the brain doesn't function properly. Without cholesterol, the reproductive system doesn't function properly. The immune system doesn't function properly. And this is crazy because this is a research study that came out that I was reading about earlier. And this was crazy because it goes into detail on how they actually looked at this from an aspect of statins laying the groundwork for COVID-19 viruses being more effective. This is a really wild study, and you guys can look at this. And they want to say here that statin drugs lower cholesterol. Just talked about that a second ago. The American Cardiology Association discusses how everybody, essentially 60 to 75, needs to be on statins now. Pretty much everybody. Doesn't matter if you even have healthy cholesterol, you need to be on statins. Now, why would they do that? Because they know it lowers your mental acuity. Dad's talked about this in detail before. They know it lowers your ability to actually have concrete, rational thought. It lowers your immune system. It lowers testosterone. And here in this study, they go into detail, and they said it set the stage for COVID vulnerability. They said the average age of death due to COVID-19 was 81, which is only 2 years beyond the life expectancy at the time. And COVID-19 was disproportionately affecting seniors and those with obesity or type 2 diabetes. And then it goes into detail discussing how on this study here, and again, this is what this study does, is when they actually looked at it, a huge percentage of the individuals that allegedly died from COVID that were older individuals were on statin drugs. Now, again, not tying those two and two together. They're just kind of correlated a little bit. But when you start looking at this and what these drugs do and why we've discussed so in much in detail on this show that you really need to be cautious with statin drugs, ask questions about it, Dad, especially if a doctor's trying to put you on it, not giving you medical advice, but I am telling you, look at the side effects on that drugs and realize there's a lot of natural supplements like the Himalaya, the omega-3, cod liver oil that do really well with cholesterol without going on those nasty drugs.
I didn't even see the study that you're talking about as far as linking the amount of deaths associated with COVID to people being on statin drugs, but it would make sense because most of the people over the age of 50 are on statin drugs. You know, we have half the population of the country on statin drugs. It causes the brain to basically atrophy.
Correct.
It causes the brain to basically forget pretty much everything. It causes the skeletal muscles to basically go through necrosis, which they die. It causes massive kidney failure. That's why there's dialysis centers everywhere.
Everywhere now.
And they're wanting everybody to be on the statin drugs because they're such a profitable moneymaker. In fact, in spite of the fact that another study showed that if you're on statins for 37 years, you live for 2 days longer.
2 days longer. 2 days longer. And they don't even discuss the aspect of the reduction of CoQ10 and as far as in the body.
Well, you know, if you're on statin drugs, if you're not taking CoQ10, somebody's giving you some really bad advice.
Yes.
You know, so to me, it's kind of like, what in the world are we doing? But that's right. We're in a Petri dish.
The Matrix.
We're in a Petri dish. And, you know, the entities that run the planet, supposedly out of Antarctica, Lucifer's lair, which is
allegedly,
which is probably where he is, honestly. Remember, these guys, this is why I covered it in such depth in Angel Wars. They got locked up here with us. And they're kind of running the planet. The god of this age is Lucifer, just saying, you know, but we're not of this earth. Jesus Christ has delivered us from this. I talked about that in depth on last week on Friday's show. If you've missed that one, that's one you need to hear. You know, the power that we have that raised Christ from the dead. I go into detail with scripture on that last Friday. But, you know, when I see the fact that these people are dying and all these different mortality rates go up with basically statin drugs, I start to realize the extent of the Petri dish involvement. We're in a giant psyop, we're in a giant, you know, lab in which these entities who basically hate us are getting to experiment on us, I guess it's part of the rules of engagement, but they've got to tell us they're going to do it in advance. They've got to give us the heads up that they're going to do it.
Yeah.
The vampire knocks on the door and says, hey, teeth hanging out, blood dripping out of his mouth. Hey, I'm a nice guy. You look like a vampire to me. Oh, no, I'm not a vampire. I'm just a nice guy. What about fangs? You got fangs hanging out of your mouth. No, I don't. You don't see fangs. Well, I want to come in. No, I don't think so. Why don't you hit the road, Jack, before I hit you in the face with a 12-gauge shotgun with double blast? I mean, why don't you just hit the road? Oh, okay, I got to go. Resist the devil and he will flee. That's what the word says. And yet, we have people that tell us that they're going to do this stuff to us, and then we accept it. This is an experimental shot being used basically under experimental
emergency use
diagnosis.
Which was a fancy way of saying this is a complete experiment.
In other words, you are the Petri dish.
Yeah,
and,
you're the lab
your
rat.
Your family is the lab rat. And so I'm glad you're here today. Let's go ahead and inject you with this stuff. Well, I don't want to be a lab rat. Well, no, you have to sign right here.
Yep.
Everybody had to sign. And you know we're going to have you sign up for this stuff. And you're going to be good. This is safe and effective. Why are people dropping dead on camera after about 30 seconds? Oh, no. That was a psyop. It didn't happen. Why aren't people having blood clots? Oh, no. There's no blood clots associated with this. We're safe and effective. Why does it not stop the spread or the transmission of COVID? Oh, no. That's a conspiracy theory. Why are so many people being hospitalized and being put on remdesivir and dying and their lungs are filling with fluid and their organs are going to mush? You have been reading too much, peasant. The other day, I was at a hotel, Austin, and I was sitting by the pool, and I heard some financial planners sitting beside me. Now, if you're a financial planner, this is not you, okay? I hope. I really hope that you're not listening to the show. If this is you. And they started talking about the one guy was saying, oh, yeah, when I was younger, I used to talk to everybody. Talk to everybody about financial planning. I don't do that anymore. People I were talking to were all peasants. They used the word.
He said that.
Those words. Yeah.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, why do I want to slap you? In fact, I had to get up and move.
I would have bonded you out.
Yeah, I know. But I almost went over and said, plus they were drunk. On top of everything else, they were drunk. And, you know, it's funny when people are drunk and you're not drunk, sometimes things aren't very funny.
That's accurate.
And, you know, and so I got up and moved. And I thought to myself, you know, these are their customers. These are their clients. Now they consider them peasants.
Yeah.
And the one guy goes, well, if you don't take his $80,000, I'll take his $80,000. But this is the conversation. And I thought to myself, I love you guys. Now, you guys are my friends. I pray for you every day. You support Health Masters, and I really appreciate you, and I consider you to be probably more important than me. I really feel that way about you guys. And when I see people act like that towards clients and the arrogance that is associated with it, it makes me realize that the Bible talks about this with the arrogance of people. And now we see AstraZeneca. They're taking their blood clot mess off the market, and a Utah teacher who's 42 years old now is suing AstraZeneca, claiming that she was left permanently disabled by its COVID vaccine and the first of its kind in the U.S. as far as lawsuits. Now, I don't know how they're going to get underneath this lawsuit with the Vaccine Protection Act. It basically says that the woman who took part in the clinical trial for AstraZeneca COVID vaccine is suing the company, claiming it left her permanently disabled. Brianna Drezin, 42, a former teacher from Utah, volunteered for the trial for the Petri dish experiment in 2020. And to do her part to help beat pandemic virus. Within days receiving the shot, she developed a severe neurological condition and was hospitalized with severe sensation of pins and needles across her body. Sounds awful. The mother of two has since quit her job because of the pain and become a shadow of her former self, with the pain leaving her unable to look after her young children like she used to do, or even to drive a few blocks. She is suing AstraZeneca, claiming a breach of contract, saying they failed to cover her medical bills running into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Her case is thought to be the first of its kind in the U.S. where the British-made AstraZeneca jab was never approved.
Yep.
There are more than 50 cases in the U.K. I'm not going to read the rest of this. I'm going to post it, and I'm going to read you something else right now because it's kind of just blowing my mind that this is actually happening. It's actually making news like on Daily Mail. I guess it's not enough. They got to just hose you like this, and they got to inject you like this, and they have to basically – you know, do these things to you. Now they put it in the media they control to gloat over what they've done to you.
They have. But that's what a lot of it's about, is bragging. Really?
Look what we did.
Yeah.
And it's mind-boggling. Here's another one. Texas woman, 34, and California man, 58, claimed they've been left with lifelong disabilities and suffered strokes from COVID shot. Before he received the COVID vaccine, David Becerra lived a full and rewarding life and a retiree who loved to spend time running around after his infant grandson. Less than a week after the shot, he became unsteady on his feet. In a few months, he lost the ability to walk longer than a few blocks without needing a break. At one point, he began coughing up blood. Subsequent tests revealed Mr. Becerra from California was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, an autoimmune disorder that affects nerves, causing paralysis, difficult speaking, pain in the limbs, and difficulty breathing. He went on to have two strokes. His doctors informed him that he was one of just around 100 of the 13 million. You believe the 100 mark, we'll stay with you. Who received the Johnson & Johnson shot that developed a condition as a result of the vaccine. Mr. Becerra had the strokes. It's a story that the Becerra family have been reluctant to tell until now for fear it may put others off having a life-saving shot. So let's gloat some more. They are pro-vaccine, but they think attention should be drawn to the small minority who have suffered a laundry list of seemingly unrelated health conditions. A matter of just 2 years, the shots have averted more than 3 million deaths in the United States. That's a complete lie. That's a lie. And while the overwhelming majority of scary stories about side effects have been discredited, which is not true, in the UK last month, AstraZeneca announced it would withdraw its vaccine because of basically blood clots. The company admitted the shot could cause a side effect. And why AstraZeneca was never used in the US, there have been other troubling reports of adverse conditions of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. Now listen to this, including heart inflammation, tinnitus, and vertigo. I've got a good friend of mine who's had a severe problem with the vertigo and tinnitus, actually bedridden for months because of this. Pfizer reported severe reactions in fewer than 2% of the recipients. Well, wait a minute. So if you have 200 million, that's 4 million severe reactions.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Scientists reported feeling censored by others in the field after raising legitimate safety concerns. Experts have been exceedingly cautious about describing potential adverse reactions for fear of eroding public confidence in the vaccines. I mean, duh. You know, I mean, why would you take something if you knew it was going to do all of this stuff? And behavioral changes, vertigo, tinnitus, fatigue, and heart irregularities. I have another friend of mine this morning. I spoke to them, and they came down with Pott's disease. I've mentioned them to you before. And now she's disabled from it. And she basically has another friend of hers who took the vaccine, and she's suffering from heart conditions. And these people are in their 20s and 30s. This is serious. Yeah. You know. So now we got Deagle coming out saying that, you know, 200 million more dead by next year, which is another total CIA psyops, not going to happen, to defer us from all of this stuff. Now, I mean, let me stop for 1 second. Now, a lot of you are going to argue with me about the Deagle report. It's a CIA effort, is what it is. Now, in the event that they really want to kill 200 million people, they're going to have, they could activate 5G and 6G Austin, and they could activate the nanobots inside of the body that were injected in and cause problems, but they're not going to do that because they can't justify the killing of 200 million people in less than 12 months. They can't do it. There's no way. The whole country would go into an uproar with civil war because everybody starts dropping dead. While patients' suffering is real, they're basically, you know, they're running into walls when it comes to plain easier symptoms, you know, because now they're being labeled as conspiracy theorists. Let me read a little bit more about this. One of the effects has been reported. Many of those who claim experienced side effects in the heartbeat problem, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or Pott's disease. The condition causes a sudden reduction in blood flow to the heart when a person stands up, leading to dizziness, fainting, and increased heart rate. 2020, in the Journal of Nature of Cardiovascular Research, found that 284,000 adults who received Johnson & Johnson, many of them, close to 1,000, reported to have received POTS, a disease after they've been injected. Now, think about this for a second. All these people, they have been debilitating dizzy spells. My heart was racing. I was dizzy, feeling like I was going to pass out. I felt tight in my chest. I couldn't catch my breath. I went to the ER. They gave me a drip and said, "You're fine." And I kept telling them they were taking my heart and pulse while I was laying down. And it just goes on and on and on with the Pott's disease. I can show you pictures of this, and it's absolutely it's heartbreaking this has happened. Nanokinase, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin E. Go look at our spike protein survival kit. That's all I can say. And I know a lot of you were forced to take the vaccine for loss of jobs, for loss of revenue to support your family and feed your kids. I got that. And it's one of those deals that if you have had to take the vaccine, you need to mitigate the effects. Mitigate the effects of the spike proteins. And I really don't know what to say. Yesterday I did an entire show, you know, on health and nutrition. And I began to realize yesterday when I was doing the show, I had John Parva, my attorney, contact me last night because I mentioned him on the show last night, or yesterday's during the broadcast. Told me it was one of the best shows he's ever heard me do. And he's really happy that we went back to some of the health stuff that I used to do, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. And it is what it is on that. And then you realize that the same Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group that's running the planet is running the vaccine schedules. And I had somebody else send me a text yesterday, also in the letter, and they said, "Well, I thought you were wrong about the Russian central bank being controlled by the Rothschilds."
No, they're all in the same people.
And then she says, "You're right about it." I said, "Well, yeah, I know. I don't just say stuff, you know, randomly." Try not to. Maybe once in a while. But it was funny because the Russian Revolution was paid for by the Rothschild Bank.
Oh, yeah.
To get a central bank and to destroy the Tsar.
They're the one who brought in the Bolsheviks.
Because they're the ones that basically had paid off a bunch of debt for people in 1812. And they swore blood vengeance, the Rothschilds did, against the entire royal family of Russia to kill them all, which they did. They bayoneted them all and machine gunned them all. But here's the article. Russia is manipulated by the same elite financial interests that control the rest of the world. You see that. And I'm going to read you part of it. You know, even the most astute among us can fall victim to well-crafted deception. And I fear this is precisely what's happening to many Westerners regarding the alleged tensions between Russia and the West. If you believe Russia is going to save us from the New World Order, this article is for you. I've posted it. If you have lifted the covers, see who's behind the curtain, look a little deeper. If you feel something's not quite right with the West-Russia rivalry that's happening in Ukraine, that's being promoted, yeah, it'll keep you going on this. And the reality is this, the same people that control the central bank in the United States control Russia. I'll let you read it. And now Rothschild, according to the latest news this morning on Zero Hedge, has bought into Bitcoin big time.
Oh yeah, they're involved from the beginning.
Well, because the Rothschild banking cartel controls the money supply. Since Bitcoin is being used as an alternative to the money supply, they're going to come in and they're going to basically take over.
They're going to regulate it. I've told everybody this that I've been known, and a lot of people that are in the financial sector that I've been involved in. And I'm not knocking the aspects of being able to make Bitcoin very profitable for some people. I'm not giving you any financial advice, but I know some people that made a lot in it. I know some people that lost a lot in it.
Buy gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
no financial advice.
Yeah, gold's been steady, and gold's massively devalued for what it is right now. But the thing about Bitcoin is, if it's made money, if it hasn't made money, whatever it is in your factor, I'm not giving you financial advice on that. But one thing you have to understand is Bitcoin was rolled out with the sole purpose of testing blockchain technology, which is pretty cool. And the ability to be able to do the transfers like they have been amazing. However, it's not coincidental that the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies, have now become a forefront of topics in almost all major news topics, including the Federal Reserve, every time they talk about it. They needed to get people used to digital transactions, and the credit cards were the first way to do it. However, credit cards are still difficult to really manipulate all the way, because you could still put money on cards and you could do stuff with it, but it's still not that real full digital currency. They want full digital tokens. They want $0 paper in hand at all whatsoever. Everything's digital transactions, and they've been getting pretty good at it for the time being. But that's the issue that Bitcoin's going to roll into. Anybody that tells you Bitcoin's never going to be regulated, it's going to be a free-for-all forever, and it's always going to be that safe haven for people that want to transfer wealth, I have horrible news for you. That is not the truth. Now, I'm not saying there still aren't positive aspects to it and things you can do with it, but what I'm saying is this: it is going to be used to regulate the central bank digital currency, and that's how they're going to tie in a lot of this stuff. Because once it goes digital, and you know this, Dad, there's nothing digital that is private anymore. That world's long gone. Yeah, anything that's digital now is...
Well, they're teaching AI how to lie.
Oh, absolutely.
And AI always hard. All right, but let me say something. But
it's side note. I want to talk about this real quick here, because I didn't get any of this morning. I'm going to mix it up right now where you're going over that. And I stole a purple stick from you. I didn't get one of those either. I know the box is getting kind of low.
But well, I'm going to watch you mix this up real quick.
Let me see. I've had a lot of emails. Like, I get a lot of emails where people ask me all the time how the stuff mixes up, because the purple sticks, the old ones we had, we had some complaints on it, and people were asking how this one mixed up. And so a lot of times in the morning, people ask me what my protocol is in the morning with a couple scoops of multiple and a couple, one or two purple sticks, depending on how the morning's going. Usually I try not to do more than two.
I had more than that this morning. I had a rough night's sleep.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Let me show you guys this. Glad the lid was on. That would have made a mess on live.
Didn't know we were real.
There you go.
All mixed up.
Mixed up in there. You got a little bit of foam. You let it breathe for a second. Turn around.
Breathe.
No settle.
Drinking wine here. We let it breathe.
Well, the HGH stimulant, if you guys are taking the HGH stimulant, you know too. When you mix that up, if you put it in a shaker and you mix it up, you got to pop the top on it, or it'll blow the lid off because of basically the pressure that it has on it. But yeah, everything's mixed up on it.
Would you like a glass?
No, I have a glass. My shaker.
Well, I was going to pour it in a glass. Sure, there's no setup.
Do we have a glass?
Can we get a glass here? From the studio audience.
Do we have any glasses here? I don't know if we got any glasses here.
No one. Oh, somebody's moving.
Somebody. Actually mixes really well. Tastes good, too. With the purple sticks and the multiple powder. Excuse this off-the-cuff mixing here. This is kind of a... We have any glasses?
Apparently, we have no glasses.
We have no glasses in the studio.
Obviously not prepared properly or planning out here.
We need to add that on the list of things to grab.
Need a glass. I don't see a glass down here. Okay, we'll get a glass.
It's all right. We'll be all right.
Okay, while Austin is having this drink that I wish I would have had with him.
Refreshing. You want one? I can make you one.
Yeah, but I can't do purple six, but I will take some multiple powder, though. Okay. I already had a purple six this morning. Biden to host the Hollywood scum fundraiser with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Barack Obama. Okay, I'm going to say something here that I probably shouldn't say, but it doesn't really matter. I don't care at this point anymore. At this point, what difference could it possibly make on this show? I watched that Obama movie the other night. What was the
Which
name?
One?
That horrible one. That one about the end of the world.
Oh, gosh. Not the end of the world.
Does anybody know what it was called? Studio audience?
Peanut gallery? Popcorn? Anybody?
It doesn't matter.
Where end of the world. It was one where they had the Tesla vehicles that got hijacked by the hackers, and they were basically running them into each other and crashing them all over the place. That was what I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, it was a very interesting movie. And so
a lot of satanic symbolism.
It's not something I'd really recommend.
No.
But it really kind of showed you the vulnerability, though, of the electric system, even though there's a lot of holes in the film. There's a lot of
And here's the problem. It's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
You know, in my opinion, and don't send me letters, I think she's a dude. I do. I think she's a dude. She is so ugly. It is unbelievable. And I'm looking at her, and she's playing this role of being this nightmare person very well. I give her that. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking to myself, this is as ugly gets. This is awful. And I started thinking, you know, she's got to be a guy.
No, another shaker.
There's no way. I'm gonna have.
You want to mix it for you?
Yeah, a little bit too much water for me. Pour some of that water back into this.
There you go.
And I need about 1 inch of water.
With Ultimate Multiple Powder?
With the Ultimate Multiple Powder.
At least you want a shot.
I want a shot of it, yep. Okay? There you go. Still too much.
That's 5 ounces.
Still too much.
That's 4 ounces.
Still too much.
Perfect. That's full.
Mine's full now. That's full. But give me 2 scoops of powdered multiple.
On the way.
See if I can boot my brain up. But I watched this movie the other night.
Two scoops.
And it reminded me of why I dislike Julia Roberts. Her mouth was unbelievable. She's an unbelievably filthy mouth. And I'm gonna try not to drink it without spilling it all over my
mouth. I'll make sure the shaker's tight on it. That's not much water, man. You're mixing that up with nothing.
I need a hit. I need a shot of something this morning.
It's still mixing up. I've never mixed up that little bit of water before.
Oh, you mixed it up, right. I love this stuff. But anyhow, I'm watching this fundraiser with Biden, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, who are these whack bags?
That was a shot.
We know that Obama, according to Joan Rivers, is as queer as a $3 bill.
Oh, I can't believe I said that.
$3 bill? Okay, we know that his wife, Michael, according to Joan Rivers, is a dude. And now, why would this be a big stretch that Julia Roberts is a dude?
Why are we talking about Julia Roberts being a man?
Because I saw this this morning.
Where are we going with this?
I'll be honest with you. I saw it this morning, and quite frankly, I hate to say it this way, it just pissed me off. I'm not supposed to say that. There's worse things than being pissed off on Tuesday morning. I'm adjusting the halo.
Okay.
Biden to host Hollywood scum fundraiser with George Clooney, Julia Roberts, and Barack Obama. And I'm just going to let that go right now.
Right there.
And I'm just, you know, you think, well, I can't believe he's saying this stuff. You know, that Julia Roberts, man, I never thought she was very pretty. She looked okay. Yeah, that's a problem, though, isn't it? Isn't that the problem?
So if she's a dude, now you're saying she looked okay?
No, that's the problem, isn't it? Well, she was a pretty woman. She looked okay.
I don't know, man.
I'm thinking, okay, she looks okay in Pretty Woman with Richard Gere. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. If she's a dude, why am I thinking she looks pretty good? This is something messed up. But isn't this what they do?
It's what they do in The Matrix.
Let's confuse everybody. Okay, I'm getting off this topic. This is completely off the topic. Pumping iron for a fitter brain.
Weight training
has surprising cognitive rewards. One of the most important things you can do for a brain is to move your body. That's good. People who exercise have a less risk for brain disorders like Alzheimer's disease and depression.
Yep.
It isn't just cardiorespiratory exercise like dancing or running that your brain needs. Weightlifting should get more attention. Studies show that resistance training boosts brain health. Weightlifting improves brain function, more so in the elderly. Cognitive decline can slow down with resistance training. Weightlifting may also lessen depressive symptoms. Weightlifting is beneficial for almost every health issue. No drug achieves the same combination of benefits. The British Journal of Sports Medicine reports that resistance training, muscle strengthening, is inversely associated with medical disorders like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. That means the more weightlifting you do, the lower your risk for these diseases. Now, let me read one sentence here that kind of struck out to me real quick, because this is the mindset of these people. Weightlifting is beneficial for almost every brain health issue. No drug achieves the same combination of benefits. In other words, they're going back to the drugs about what you're doing and what you're taking, but they're having to mention the drugs. Now, this is interesting because a few months ago, I grabbed a 100-pound curl bar.
Yeah, I saw you.
I got the video. I posted it. Did 10 reps with it. And they were clean reps. Ten reps with 100 pounds. And you think, well, why does that matter? Okay, I don't want to say this to you because I don't want you getting hurt. All right? But next time you're out and you're working out in the gym, just walk over to a 100-pound curl bar and just tug on it a little bit. Don't try to pick it up. Okay? I don't want you getting hurt.
I don't want to get any emails.
No, I don't want emails. Okay? But, you know, I know most 20-year-old kids who can't curl 100 pounds.
Dude, I know 20-year-old kids can't even bench 100 pounds.
I'm 20, can't bench a bar, okay? And, you know, so it's just weightlifting is something I've done my entire adult life as far as strength training, and it's paid off tremendous benefits. I had a friend of mine just the other day. His name's Billy. And about 30 years ago, he worked out here with me for about a year.
Yep.
And he told me the other day it was the best year of his life. Because he was training every day, working out every day, eating clean, taking supplements. And he told me,
when you feel better too, man, your mental well-being's better. Your mental clarity's better. Helps you get a lot of stress and anxiety out.
And doors aren't as heavy.
Doors are not as heavy.
Have you noticed that? When you're in really good shape and you open a heavy door, it doesn't slap you around.
I remember when I used to work for ICF Builders back in the day, and we were taking the level 4 hurricane rated sliding doors, and we'd have to take them up certain stairs with suction cups. And I remember that was the first time I ever really moved a copious amount of doors, just actually picked
heavy
them up.
Heavyweight.
And, you know, I was young at the time. I'd been working out, but that's a whole different level of actually picking up these doors, you know, weigh like 150, 200 pounds with your buddy. And I noticed, though, after about the third and fourth week, they weren't that heavy anymore.
That's right.
Started adapting to it. And eventually the point where you're just slinging around.
I had a pastor friend of mine years ago was working out. His name was Larry. And he started working out. We started training. And finally one day he said to me, the church door doesn't kick my butt anymore.
The church door?
The church door was one of the big heavy doors. Yeah.
Suction valve. And he goes, that door used to beat me. And I just opened up now like it's nothing.
Okay, this is that show today.
Where we went with this?
This is what happens when I'm getting to sleep.
Hey, you got some multiple powder, though.
I'll be going here in about 5 minutes.
There's one article that I wanted to bring up here because I brought this up a lot. And people ask me about this all the time with fasted cardio. And there's an exercise and fitness article that came up. I wanted to cover this. And it said, the pros and cons of fasted training. Is it right for you? Now, I've told you guys for years, I've always been a proponent of early morning fasted cardio if you're trying to burn body fat. However, I do not really agree with fasted training as far as exercise muscle training. The main reason why is because in most cases, your cortisol levels are too high. It starts messing up your anabolic hormones when you start trying to lift weights.
Absolutely true.
Fasted. Now, fasted cardio first thing in the morning is a completely different animal. However, here it talks about this, the benefits of fasted cardio and how it massively speeds up the metabolism, how it can burn body fat. And I've told you guys before, one of the most effective things I've ever done whenever I've been leaning up for something is 10 to 15 minutes of low intensity fasted cardio while you're drinking Muscle Blast. It's not fully fasted on the aspects I'm not drinking fluids or I'm not taking anything. Now, Muscle Blast essentially is a branched chain amino acid formula. You guys know if you've taken it before, you love it. And there's really virtually no calories in it. But what that does is it blunts the catabolic effect of burning muscle tissue first thing in the morning because your body's cortisol is elevated. So you start doing fasted cardio. So you start burning body fat. You also burn muscle. However, when you start taking the Muscle Blast, it prevents a lot of that muscle cannibalization, so to speak, and you burn more just straight body fat. However, it needs to be done in a very controlled setting. I've personally had times where I've been doing fasted cardio and I get unbelievably dizzy. Blood sugars are so low. You start getting into it. So be very cautious when you do that. However, fasted training, it's not something that I recommend because your blood sugar is too low. If you're going to be working out with heavy weights or even moderate weights or even just exercise in general, you've got to have some calories in your system. And it talks about here's one thing it says fasted training, actually working out, is more dangerous for women than it is men. And this is the reason why here. It says women's hormone profiles are more complex than men. And it said in most cases, fasted training actually causes inadequate nutrient intake and causes changes in their metabolic profile and also hormone profile. It said cortisol levels naturally peak in the morning, potentially exacerbated by intense fasted workouts. She said the heightened cortisol release can lead to chronic elevation, particularly impactful for women, disrupting the delicate balance of sex hormone production. So again, I get that question asked a lot about fasted cardio. I recommend it if you're trying to burn body fat in short spurts. Don't do more than 10 to 15, maybe 20 minutes if you're really advanced with it. As far as fasted training and exercising and weight training with fasted, it's not something I recommend. This article here shows that it's really not beneficial whatsoever. You break down more muscle tissue, your cortisol levels go through the roof really high when you start fasted training. Unless it's something you really are doing for a specific reason, I don't recommend it for overall health aspects. And this article goes into detail with that and talks about how the cortisol just skyrockets.
I remember years ago, I just won the Mr. Tallahassee contest. This is like forever ago. It's like back when Abraham Lincoln was president. And,
Civil War was rough. Oh, he told me stories about that.
Oh, I tell you what, man, that Fort Sumter was a mess. And, I remember a week after the Mr. Tallahassee contest, I had lunch or dinner with a guy by the name of Boyer Coe. Now, he's another big bodybuilder.
Oh, he won
a bunch of stuff. And I was talking to him about my training schedule. I was still working out 3 times a week per body part.
Yeah.
And he goes, nah, man, you don't do that. It's too much training, too much cortisol. yelled at them kind of funny. I thought, well, you know, what the heck's cortisol, right? So I'm looking it up. And he says, your body can't recover that fast. You can't do three times a week per body part. And so I started hitting the weights twice a week per body part, and I shortened the workouts, increased the intensity, and I started growing like crazy again. And I've been working out for years. And that's exactly what happens when you do fasted training.
Correct.
The cortisol is already elevated. Cortisol wastes muscle tissue because it starts to digest it because you're basically starving. And so fasting has a very specific purpose in the Bible. It talks about if you fast, your healing will quickly appear. Some people have specific diseases that respond very quickly to fasting.
Absolutely.
Okay? But that's not working out with weights.
Sure.
That's basically doing a 7-day cleansing program, doing colonics, you know, cleaning out your intestinal tract, not eating, being very, very relaxed that week and not hitting the weights.
I was saying not hitting the weights. That's another thing with a 7-day program. When I've done it, you don't hit the weights.
You don't hit the weights because your body can't handle it. And see, what happens in the morning when you get up, and the reason you wake up is because your cortisol gets up and it's an agitation hormone. And when your cortisol gets high, especially at night, if you get mad about something at night, well, by the way, don't get mad at your spouse about it. Don't do that.
Encroaches on your sleep.
That's what the Bible says. Always make peace before you go to bed because the cortisol, when it elevates, you're not going to sleep well. And so that cortisol gets you waking up in the morning. Yes, it gets you time to eat.
Right.
It's break fast. BREAKFAST.
Get some chow in.
I remember one time I was in seventh grade and they were doing oral outside reading, right? And they had me read a paper because I guess I was read pretty well. And I said, and it was break, and they didn't put use apostrophe, you know, on it. I said, break fast. Everybody starts laughing. I thought, myself, what'd I do? It says break fast.
Yeah.
Well, it meant breakfast.
Yeah.
And so it's very important that people understand that. So don't overtrain, number one. Use the muscle blast when you work out. Do fasting cardio if you're used to it. Watch your blood sugar so you don't pass out.
Yeah.
And make sure you get a good protein supplement before you start hitting the weights and working out heavy. And always try to use our Fit Food Protein or our GHI cleanse after you get done with the workout. That's what we do. You know, Van and I work out every day. And right after the workout, we go and have a Fit Food shake. By the way, that powdered multiple just hit me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good.
My ears started ringing a second
ago. Me too.
I thought, what the heck's I threw a purple stick in mine, though. No, I had enough of purple.
I had powdered multiple. I'm feeling pretty good.
Wait, and one thing I wanted to add on that, too, is that, you know, necessarily if you're wanting to burn body fat as well, you know, the early morning fasted cardio is the most effective way to do it. However, with scheduling, as far as with work, time, kids, whatever, it doesn't always have to be in the morning. You can always do fasted cardio later on after you have not been eating in the afternoon or later on in the evening. It's not the most effective way to do it that way, but you give yourself about a 3 or 4 hour gap where you haven't eaten anything and run the muscle blast and do some cardiovascular training, whether it be elliptical, whether it be trampoline. Trampoline's amazing.
Helps the blood pressure.
I've talked to everybody about this. As far as blood pressure, elevated blood pressure down.
It deals with the one-way blood vessels and the one-way valves in the legs. It helps make them open and close. That really lowers blood pressure very quickly. The fastest way to lower blood pressure from an exercise standpoint is using a mini trampoline and jogging on it. Start off with 3 seconds and don't do much more because I don't want you passing out on me. And just gradually build it up for, 10 or 15 minutes twice a day. And invariably, the blood pressure goes back to normal pretty quick.
Oh, bro, if you jump on a trampoline for 10 to 15, which I've done before.
It's a workout.
Oh, it's a workout. Your cardio's ripping on it.
But you know, Generation Z says they basically have to get up in the morning and do their fasting cardio from 8 to 9. They can't be at work on time until 10.
That's that one article.
Well, no. If Generation Z cannot handle basic adulthood to the point where they freeze in horror when the telephone rings and they are scared to check their email, will they ever survive if the crap hits the fan? That's an article. I'm not going to read the article, but I just thought I'd mention that. If they're that incapable of handling any type of stress in their life and that incapable of doing anything as far as, you know, productive in their life, and they can't show up on time because they basically are frozen in fear because they have to drive, you know, what the heck are you doing? Oh, by the way, just another health topic, how colon rectal tumors have increased 500% in the same age in some age groups per new analysis. And this is a younger age group, by the way. And I'm going to say this is up to the age of 45. The reason I'm saying this right now is this, again, this is part of the basically advanced tumor growth that we're seeing, the turbo tumors that we're seeing in the people that took the COVID shot. Remember, I told you years ago when they were giving everybody's vaccines and forcing them to take them or losing their jobs, that what we're going to have because of the immune suppressant being administered to them from the shot, that they're going to have a massive increase in different types of diseases, including cancer.
Yep.
And I've seen it over and over and over. My friend who died last month, okay, her name was Lindy, nice lady. She basically had sent me a text a few days before she died and said, pray for me because my doctor's going to do a new procedure on me in 2 days. Jeez. Well, guess what? She didn't make it through the procedure, apparently. And so always remember that. And I'm going to say one other thing, too. And this is really you have to take this with a grain of salt. Be really careful with medical testing. I'm not opposed to medical testing, but here's what I found. Let's say I say I don't feel 100% right now. Okay, well, I didn't get enough sleep last night, but my powdered multiple is working great right now.
Yeah, it is. Okay?
and all of a sudden, I say I'm going to go to the doctor and have them do a full body scan on me.
Yep,
I'm going to find out what's wrong.
Which we know somebody is basically going through this right now.
And so I go in, I have a full body scan. And they don't find anything.
Yep.
Well, now they say, well, we're going to have to inject dyes in you now and check your kidney function and check your heart function.
Radioactive.
Yeah, we're going to put radioactive iodine in you. And you go, okay. I would say no, by the way, to that. And so we're going to do all this. Well, they can't find anything. Well, now we've got to do something else.
Stress test.
Now we do a stress test.
Yep.
And on and on and on it goes until finally, after 6 months, they say, we found it.
We found something.
Here's a list of 20 drugs you need.
Yep.
What's the problem? Well, we have isolated to this, this, and this. The 20 drugs should take care of it. Tell me what the problem is. Well, we've isolated it to this, this, this. Well, you haven't told me what's wrong.
Yep.
I feel pretty good now. Let me give you an example. Years ago, I had a great aunt. Her name was Audrey. Great lady. I mean, I loved her. She was one of my only normal relatives. I got a bunch of really abnormal relatives. And I think some of you do, too. And so you learn very quickly. You can ask Austin. We've got some abnormal relatives, all right?
Everybody's got those people in the family, though. They're just like, oh, man.
Well, you know, don't you remember with young Frankenstein? They had to put a brain in Frankenstein.
Yeah.
And basically it was labeled abnormal. He thought it was abnormal. And so it was basically, you know, a brain that they put in was abnormal. My whole family, about 90% of them have brains put into them that are nuts. And so maybe your family's not like that. You got it? But, you know, it's just when you deal with this, you start understanding how many people are out there. But let me tell you what happened to Audrey. She's like 80 years old, and she was overweight. It's that German gene, I guess. She liked to bulk up. But she was in great shape. She could walk for miles.
She was super sharp, too.
And, I mean, mental acuity.
Sharp.
Through the roof. She was the one that knew the entire history of my family in Germany with every single person for the last 80 years,
You could sit there and talk to her for hours.
Oh,
man.
Hours. She was amazing. And what she did is she called me up and she goes, well, they say I need to have cardiovascular bypass surgery.
Yep.
And I said to her, I said, whoa, you're in your 80s. You're 100 pounds overweight. Not a good idea. And her daughter, physical therapist, says, Mom, that's not a good idea. You're fully acute. You can walk miles.
Yeah.
But the doctor had found something wrong with her.
Yep.
You need to bypass surgery.
That's right.
And he goes, and you might have to have a new heart valve on top of the bypass surgery at the same time. And so I'm talking to Audrey. And so the day before the surgery, she's with her daughter, and they're walking 4 or 5 miles pushing a baby stroller. 4 or 5 miles. But I've got to get this fixed. And, of course, she never recovered from the surgery. And they called me up, and they asked me to do the funeral. And I did. And I learned something from that. You know, you've got to be really careful, especially when you're older, to be careful on what they tell you to do and what they suggested you do. Because, remember, these guys get paid when they cut you open.
They get paid to find something.
They get, you know, and if they don't find it, they're going to have to try to find it because they're the doctor. And, you know, and the sad part about it is, I mean, we had a great funeral for her. A lot of people turned up. I did the eulogy. And I remember my kids, my younger kids, they had done the Sound of Music when they were sitting on the stairs and they're Auf Wiedersehen, good night, goodbye. And they had done that in full dress uniform with lederhosen the whole bit.
Yeah.
And they were younger. And I played that at the funeral. And it was interesting because that was a great funeral. And all of a sudden, after I got done speaking, the Lutheran pastor came up, who was a female, which I'm not picking up for being a female, but she decides to take us back to the hospital and the horrors of the death. Everybody had a great time with me because I was like, you know, kind of telling jokes, which, by the way, to a Lutheran church that's elderly, they don't really respond well to jokes.
You did excellent, though.
But I stayed on the script after I told the first joke and I fell flat. And I wasn't joking like, ha-ha. I was joking about her life and what she was doing. But then I've also learned that you got to be real careful on who you have to do eulogies at funerals after that. She should just let the thing go at the end of the thing, because she had to get her, 20 minutes in. But that's beside the point. And, yes, I'm in that mood today. So colorectal tumors increased 500% in some age groups, primarily due to the vaccines.
Well, and remember this. I want to add on this real quick. Because I brought this up last week. Remember, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, went on Fox News last week and flat out said, and I quote, "Oncology is our new COVID."
There you
we
go.
Did this with what we did with COVID. We're very proud we saved the world, but that's behind us now. We think oncology is our best chance to do more now. And now, of course, they've patented all these new cancer drugs where they can maintain everyone on with cancer.
More spike proteins.
So it's crazy, though, man. It's crazy. They come up with an experimental shock that they get from DARPA. They get full immunity. They can't be sued for it. Then they get paid by the federal government for the drug via taxpayer money. Then they lie to everyone and say the shot's safe and effective. Then people get sick from the shot, and they say, well, we know that the shot essentially caused you to be sick, so we got a new drug now to help out with you being sick from the shot, and indirectly.
Yeah, it's quite a scam if they can pull it off.
I mean, it really is.
And that's why the Bible says it's pharmakia. Yep. It says in Revelation twice, it's pharmakia, the use of pharmaceutical drugs, pharmakia. It's sorcery, it's witchcraft is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I got to cover this for a second. I don't want to cover this, but I'm going to do it anyhow. This is one of those weird things.
Oh, boy.
About Stormy Daniels.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't talked about this at all. It's been going on for a month, and I'm just over it, okay?
Oh, boy.
But Bill Maher is now trashing Stormy Daniels' testimony over blatant contradictions in a past interview.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, this is the girl who basically they said that Trump paid off. The comedian Bill Maher's trashed adult film actress Stormy Daniels. I really wouldn't call her an actress. Testimony against former President Donald Trump last week due to blatant contradictions from a past interview that she gave with him. Maher addressed Stormy's testimony during a panel discussion on his HBO show last Friday night, where he played a former clip of an interview with Stormy that blatantly contradicts many of the claims she made on the witness stand in the criminal trial against Trump. Maher said, and remember, Maher doesn't like Trump. She's a bad witness. That's about it, right? In a clip from the interview that Maher aired, Stormy said that she had had consensual affair with President Trump and that she never viewed herself as a Me Too victim, which she's now saying. That she's a Me Too victim. It's not a Me Too case, Stormy responded. I wasn't assaulted. I wasn't attacked. I'm not going to read the rest of it. They tried to shove me into the Me Too box to further their own agenda. And first of all, I didn't want to be part of that because it's not the truth. And I'm not a victim in that regard. Well, suddenly she's a victim, you know, and I just, and here's the thing. I don't care what Trump did. It doesn't matter. This is bread and circus.
Oh, that's all it is.
Okay. Am I saying that he should have had this relationship with Stormy Daniels? No, it's ridiculous. He needs to stop committing adultery on his wife. That I will say. And these Christians need to stop pretending like he's the Messiah and he never does anything wrong. That I will say, because I'm not impressed with any of these guys. All of them to me are part of the circus clown act controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, through the Masonic lodges, the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm not giving you a list over and over and over and over again. So people say, well, that means you're not going to vote for Trump. Stop it. Okay. You know, I'd rather see Melania back in the White House instead of that Kamala Harris nightmare. And I'd rather see Donald Trump back in the White House. At least we don't have to deal with this. But I will say this. When you do a podcast and you do a talk show, Donald Trump gives you a lot of content.
Oh, he does.
So does Joe Biden. So I don't like any of them, you know, and but don't fuss at me. And I also don't like Jerry Seinfeld, but I like the Seinfeld broadcast, that comedy show. Used to do parts of it. But Seinfeld now had a speech at Duke, and basically a bunch of people walked out because of his support for Israel. Now, I'm going to say something about Seinfeld. You can look it up online and you can go ahead and watch it yourself. But he did a – it wasn't on his show that he did back with Kramer and the gang. He did a show one time on another podcast in which they were making fun and ridiculing Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And they were actually urinating on a photo of Jesus Christ, as you know, as far as getting urine on it. And when I saw that, I was done. I haven't watched Seinfeld since. So if you're a big fan of Seinfeld, you know, I got to admit that one episode that he did with the first class airplane with Lane.
In the rental car.
In the rental
car. Yeah. They were funny back then. I'm not going to lie.
But I mean, I'm not going to support this guy for what he did with that because it's just something that I don't understand why they do it. And then he talks about being a Jew out of New York and that's really good for doing a comedy act and all the other stuff. But the point is, you know, I don't like any of this stuff that's happening in Gaza. Any of it. This is genocide. Almost 40,000 dead now, mainly women and children being machine gunned. Yeah. Anybody else did that besides Israel, the whole world, well, I guess kind of the whole world has come after Israel for doing this, but they continue, and now Benjamin Netanyahu says they will kill these people in Gaza with their fingernails if they have to, if the United States stops providing weapons to them. And,
what they're doing is, and it's, golly, it's so annoying because it's the same narrative you always pull. They're doing the same narrative now where it's either you support Israel or you support Hamas terrorists. It's the exact same thing we did to everybody in Iraq, man. The same thing we did. And it's just, it gets old after a while, because I get it. There's conflicts on both sides. But when you start coming in, you start giving people that two-tier narrative where there's only one option or this option. You're either with us or you're with the terrorist. You already know that there's an agenda with it. And that's the issue that they did. Same thing they did with COVID. They always do that narrative to everyone. It's always, you're either with us or you're with the grandma, you know, neo-Nazi, racist, skinhead, COVID killers. That's always the way it is. And, you know, what's interesting about it is
I'm with Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Amen to that. And there's an article that came out now from the ex-CDC director. He did an interview, Dr. Redfield. He said what they're doing is now with this bird flu is they're actually working on gain-of-function research again. This is crazy. It says ex-CDC director warns gain-of-function research on bird flu is going to spark the next pandemic. Now, the reason why a lot of this is fear porn, I'm going to let you know that, is because they're letting everybody know what they're brewing up right now again. He goes on to say here, he says, bird flu, I think, is going to cause the next pandemic where they're teaching these viruses how to be more infectious to humans. And he talks about gain-of-function research that they're now testing on the bird flu because allegedly it's jumped from chickens to cows and now from cows to humans. In the recent interview, he recalled an op-ed he wrote in Wall Street Journal calling for the stop of gain-of-function research, period. This stuff is not necessary, it's not safe, and it's very impactful to human health. And what's crazy about this is now there's another article that just goes into detail talking about how the bird flu is now being picked up in 20% of milk testing now. And according to The Guardian, they're talking about the threat level to humans appears to be much higher than led to believe. This is an article from The Guardian. I'm letting you know how they're spooling this up. I'm telling you what they're getting ready to do. They said the flu is constantly evolving, and it's clear that a couple years ago, the current strain of bird flu changed to become supercharged, according to The Guardian. Now it seems to be fairly widespread in the cow population, and a much more direct route it can be transmitted to people and gain adaptations that it needs to go as a pandemic. Another article here comes out now discussing how even more terrifying than the COVID is the bird flu. And it's article after article after article now discussing how they're starting to work on a RNA gene therapy vaccine that essentially all chickens, ducks, and cows need to be injected with to protect them from the bird flu. Now, I wonder if this RNA gene therapy shot's going to be as safe and effective for all these livestock as it was for humans.
I'm going to cook the yik-yak out of that stuff. I'll make sure whatever's in there is dead. Is that how they're going to get us injected now?
There's a high probability. That's what they're looking at doing now. It says Moderna and GlaxoSmithKline are working on collaboration as far as with testing H5N1 vaccines on animals. And don't forget, they're working on a bird flu vaccine for humans.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a bunch of baby chickens and raise them again.
We probably need to get some more.
And we need to go ahead. That way we can go ahead and, you know, and harvest them, slaughter them, whatever you
want
to call it.
I just want eggs. I like having my eight eggs.
Well, we do both. I have a friend of mine, their parents just bought like 150 chickens. They raised them.
Did they really?
They killed 130 of them. They kept 20 of them for eggs.
Yeah.
And they're actually pickling them and putting them in jars to be able to have food for the next who knows how long. So that's not a bad idea
at all, actually.
No, it is a good idea. Oh, by the way, Leave the World Behind is the name of that one.
There you go.
One of our listeners texted me. Thank you. Thanks for getting me out of that hole.
I don't endorse that movie either.
No, it's a horrible
movie. That's what he was referring to with Tesla, the Tesla vehicles being autonomous and them taking them over.
That's got more holes than Swiss cheese in that movie.
The movie's weird.
Oh, by the way, leftists are triggered now by the Trump policy to potentially execute child sex traffickers, which is not what he said. He said that the death penalty should be extended to drug kingpins and child sex traffickers. He did say something like that. And the reality is this, you know, he's going to trigger a lot of people by saying stuff like that. So I'm going to trigger a lot of people like that. People that traffic in child sex, period, need to be executed.
Wood chipper.
I mean, if they get found guilty for that, there ain't no 20-year thing trying to figure out that this they're going to have to go. But that's because that movie that Jim Caviezel did, the bell, what is it was called, the ringing the bell or whatever it was?
No, it was
Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom.
Got it. That was my brain's kicking up. Told you he's on the stuff on the powder.
It's early morning.
Yeah, and it basically, when I see stuff like that, and that they have these entire camps that they do and work with that bring these young children into these places, yeah, I have to agree with Trump on this one. They should be potentially executed if they're found guilty for this. Now, as far as the drug people being executed, you know, high level drug offenders maybe, but the street level people just smoke pot every once in a while or something, you know, ridiculous. Whatever, that's stupid. No. But as far as, you know, the people that are out there pushing, you know, fentanyl
and heroin and all that,
I wouldn't have a problem with them taking the departure from the planet either. So you say, well, are you saying that you agree with Trump about this? Yeah, pretty much. And so the leftists are triggered by this, so that wouldn't surprise you that if I'm basically agreeing with the conservative viewpoint on this, because anybody who heard, Jesus said it this way, okay? Well, you say, you're a Christian. Well, stop. Jesus said it this way. You hurt the kid. I'm paraphrasing. You better go tie a millstone around your neck, and you better get dropped into the deepest part of the sea. Now, that's corporal punishment. That's capital punishment. That's every kind of punishment. You're basically
he's basically
saying that it's going to be bad for you. And so I feel sorry for these kids that this has been done to, and I particularly can't stand people that are involved in this, these psychopaths that are involved in it. But I want you guys to know something. I had a great prayer time for you guys last night. I've been prayed for yet this morning. Now that I've had my powdered multiple,
that was a shot.
I'm going to pray for you now because I'm awake. I'm awake at the end of the show. How sad is that? I'm actually just taking this stuff an hour ago. And, so remember, God loves you. So do I. I'm here for you, and I appreciate you. And today's show was more of a fireside chat.
And, it's because I'm back. You're excited I'm back.
Yeah, I'm back.
I have to do solo.
I got to slam.
I did solo for 2.5 weeks.
I got to slam Julia Roberts. that liberal nightmare, I can't even – well, it just is what it is.
So we know how you feel.
Maybe she'll comment on it now. We'll get more followers. People agree with me about this. Julia Roberts posted on the Twitter feed. But I love you guys. I appreciate you, too. Austin, what's your final story? What you want to
talk about? I'm about running out of time. I'll bring it up tomorrow. I got an interesting article now that's starting to show how many states are starting to put together the ability to transfer and buy silver and gold without any type of
sales tax.
And without any type of capital gains whatsoever.
Barter exchange,
essentially. And I've said this before, because some states already have this, the meeting of exchanging for currency and gold. Like, say you go buy a gold eagle for $2,000, shoot, $2,400 now. You go buy some or silver, there should never be any type of tax on that, because all you're doing is transferring currency. However, a lot of states have tried to absolutely illegally tax individuals on that. So I'm going to go into detail on the Nebraska law and how also, too, a lot of states are putting laws into place to not allow CBD digital currency to be considered formal money. It should be interesting. We'll see if that actually goes anywhere. But thank you guys. Appreciate the support. Email us if you need anything. Give us a call. You know where to get a hold of us. Grab a can of the Ultimate Multiple Powder if you want to, on sale right now. I promise you won't be disappointed. And we got 90-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, you don't want it, send it back. I'll give you a refund after 90 days.
We have very few refunds.
Very few on that ever.
And by the way, thank you. You guys are amazing. Love you guys. Love your emails. AskDrTedB@yahoo.com. Appreciate you so much.
Have a good one.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.